It's 4:36 at Como News Radio. Okay, like Herb said, put the cell phone down. You are not going to need it when you take part in Digital Detox. A local company is offering vacations that allow you to totally unplug from the electronic world. And joining us on the Como Newsline now is Susie Cavassa with Seattle's Via Yoga. Susie, thanks so much for being with us. And tell us what this is all about. What happens when people check in for one of these vacations?
Sure, no problem, and thanks for having me. So when people check into a Via Yoga digital detox, the first thing we do is we ask them to hand over their cell phones, their computers, any digital device. And similar to a traditional detoxification, where people limit their food intake, their alcohol consumption to really reduce the toxins in their body, we basically limit their access to technology or digital devices to give their minds a break.
Do people come voluntarily?
Yeah, is this ever court ordered?
It should be. No, they actually do. We actually do get people who sign up for the Digital Detox Challenge because they just find that, you know, in today's society, we're getting information from so many different places. And what we found is a lot of people, unless they make this commitment, they're tempted to check their phones. That's kind of why we say give them to us. That way you won't have that temptation there with you, because it really has become an addiction for so many people.
Now, Susie, you're based here in Seattle, Via Yoga is. Now, where do you have these vacations, though? Is it just here in the Seattle area?
No, actually, we offer our vacations in Sayulita, Mexico, Todos Santos, Mexico, and Nosara, Costa Rica. And what we do is we pair yoga with surfing to teach people or give them the ability to practice being in the moment. So say, for instance, in yoga, they're going to be working on connecting their breath with the movement and creating space not only in their bodies but in their minds. And then in the surfing, I don't know if you've ever tried to surf, but there is no way you're thinking about who's following you on Twitter, how many emails you have to respond to. You're just basically trying to figure out when that next wave's coming. And all of a sudden, we find guests are actually surfing the waves rather than the web.
Do you find that some people just can't take this, that they say, I'm out of here, I got to get my digital back?
We haven't had anyone run for the hills yet, but I do notice that, you know, I've had a few guests joke with me and say, hey, Susie, can't I look at your phone or your computer? Because obviously when we're down there hosting, I'm online. So in that case, just kind of try to convince them, nope, you know, just relax, enjoy the moment. And usually it takes a few days for people to settle in. But afterwards, we find that guests are just so much more refreshed. They're so happy they did it. And the challenge really comes when they go back to their regular everyday lives. How do you incorporate that and find balance in your life?
This sounds like a wonderful thing to do.
We should do it today.
Todos Santos.
You
seriously, chocolate clams. That's all I'm saying. Have you ever been to Art of Beer in Todos Santos, Susie?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go. It's art and beer.
Anyway. Love it. Well, you know, our motto is morning meditations and evening margaritas.
There you go.
It should always still
be
amazing.
Oh, yeah. You've got to check that place out. This sounds remarkable. How can people find out more about you?
Well, you can call us at 1-800-603-YOGA or 9642, or find us on the web at www.viayoga.com.
Susie, thank you so much.
That's
it was
awesome
nice talking
idea.
To you.
By the
thank
way,
you.
Okay,
they have great mango margaritas at the Art of Beer, I'm just saying.
Okay. Oh, Jane, I got to get the phone. Could you introduce Tom?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. It's sports time at 4:40.